Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, it's the big show. Yes, it's a big, bad show tonight.
Show served up hot and fresh here on the Fan. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, Gary Ellerson, the former Packer and Badger running back, is here. Leroy Butler, the Packer Hall of Famer, inventor of the Lambeau Leap, is not. But
he's not.
No, he's not. I don't know why. No idea. Didn't text me. He texted or called Plucker. That's his guy.
He did text Plucker?
Yeah, apparently, yes.
Oh, good. All right.
And Plucker said that he will be here at 2:30. So if Leroy's not here at 2:30, Plucker is finding a new job. And we'll make Evan the Big Show executive producer, and we'll just move on. So I hope Plucker's right that he's here at 2:30 because, you know, if he's late, it's Plucker's behind. That's how I view it. First hour of the show, we'll talk with Emily Walden. Minor league baseball writer over there at The Athletic, does a great job at 2:45. Talk about the minor leagues being shut down completely. There is no minor league baseball this year. Talk with her at 2:45 and how that affects different organizations and like small market teams like the Brewers. 3:45, Asher Lowe, who Gary requested yesterday on the air. He is the publisher over there at the Badger Wire, part of the USA Today network. Also hosts the Locked On Badgers podcast as well. So that's at 3:45. And then coming up at 4:45, the Brewers president of business operations, Rick Schlesinger, will join the Wendy's Big Show. And if you missed Giannis, Coach Bud, talking earlier today, we'll play you snippets of that throughout the show, including a good portion of Giannis's interview with the media coming up at 5:35 this afternoon. I'm going to lead off the show first, starting off with it's $50 according to the Milwaukee Brewers, for a cutout at Miller Park this season, with proceeds going to the Brewers Charity Foundation and all the different charities that they give money to. The simple question is this: will you buy one? For $50, get a couple foot big cutout that gets put into a seat. You may or may not end up on TV, depending on where they put you. And all the money goes towards charity. So are you in? I think they're going to sell this bad boy out. Now, these things go on sale tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock. So tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock, everybody's going to be trying to buy these things and get one. I want to talk to Rick Schlesinger because I want to know a couple of different things. Like the Oakland A's we talked about yesterday, they're doing a deal where if you pay more money for one of these things, and I think their high-end price was $129 for one, and the ball hits a cutout, then they will send you the ball, the foul ball, the game ball, that hit your cutout. They send it to you. I don't know if the Brewers are going to do anything like that. I didn't see that in the press release. I also am anxious to know whether or not they're going to send each one of the cutouts to the people after the season is over. Because for $50, I want my cutout. I'm serious. Look, I'm cool with you putting it up at Miller Park. I'm okay if it gets faded by the sun and it's not in perfect condition and some baseballs bounced off of it or whatever. I'm even okay if one of the vending guys drew a mustache on me or something. Fine. But I just want the memory of the fact that this was a thing in 2020 and that, you know, this cutout thing was part of it. So those are all some of the questions I want answered, Gary. About this whole $50 for a cutout at Miller Park this season deal.
I mean, at the end of the year, you probably want your cutout. But my thing, Steve, is, but at Miller Park, if it rains,
the roof will be closed.
Close the roof, so they won't get.
Not going to get wet.
May not get wet. Yeah, you may be able to have it.
The only thing that'll happen is it might get some sun fade.
You don't get some sun fade. But that's the difference between sun fade and sunscreen.
Good job. Yeah, he's got jokes in the first half hour of the show. Gary's in a good mood. This is good. But see, that is, to me, something that I want to know. How many of you people are actually going to spend $50 for a cutout at Miller Park? And if you're saying, no, I don't want it, I want to hear from you as well. Because I'll be honest, yesterday when the Oakland Athletics announced this, I said on the air, one of the dumbest things I've ever heard of in my life. So I'm anxious to see how many people are on board with this. 414-799-1250, 414-799-1250. Tweet us at 105.7 FM, The Fan. And again, we'll talk with Rick Schlesinger coming up at 445 today. And we'll see how this whole thing is going to play out. Again, 500, it says there will be a limit of 500 cutouts produced on a first-come, first-served basis. So they're not even saying they're going to put 40,000 in the seats. They're saying it's only 500. That's it. No more. I wonder, and we'll ask them, I wonder why it's only 500.
Why is it only 500?
It's a 2-foot cutout. So how much of one of those costs to possibly make? It's got to be less than $50. I mean, surely they're not doing this on a break-even basis, right? Whatever it is that they're spending, I can't imagine it's $50 to make the cutout, and then every cutout that gets sold for $50 are taking the money and donating it straight into the Brewers Community Foundation. 500 at 9 a.m., those things are going to sell quick tomorrow morning, would be my guess.
Mm-hmm. I would think that they would.
Rick Schlesinger on the Brewers.
500?
500 only.
So what are you going to put them, I wonder?
I would imagine in
outfield?
No.
Behind first base?
Maybe outfield, but I would assume first, third,
catcher?
And home.
Yeah.
Places where you could be seen on TV. Or at least that's how I would look at it.
Yeah, so I would for sure say behind the catcher, right? Home.
Like the first, I don't know, 5 to 6 rows behind home.
Yeah.
Probably the first 5 to 6 rows all the way up to the infield dirt meets the outfield grass.
What's the girl that was set? Did we have her on that show once? She was pretty popular with us there for a minute. On our show.
Front row Amy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You think she'll buy one?
I don't know. It's a good question.
She probably can put her in her same seat right there, you know?
So, and that's it. See, and that's a whole other issue. Because now you start talking about front row Amy, celebrity or not. And if she is a celebrity, then do they just put her there because everybody knows who she is?
And that's her seat.
She only has one.
Right, she's got one seat.
One seat, one single seat. So does she get her own? Not quite sure. So the Brewers cutout crew, as they call them, go on sale tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock, each cutout.
Where should call from? You still got a number, Steve?
I think so. Yeah, I think I have it. Yep.
The price you ask her.
Each cutout costs $50 with a portion of the proceeds benefiting the Brewers Community Foundation. Fans can upload a photo online, and the 2-foot cutout will be installed in seats either in or adjacent. Oh, my God, they're up in the air. To section 422 of Miller Park.
Oh, they're way up there.
Yeah, because it's all about Euchre celebrating his 50th season.
Oh.
Games will be broadcast on Fox Sports Wisconsin, and fans may catch a glimpse of themselves and other special cutout guests cheering on the Brew Crew. The Euchre Last Row statue was installed in 2014, pays tribute to the popular Miller Lite All-Stars ad campaign, which featured Euchre's famous tagline, "I must be in the front row." In those commercials, Euchre somehow always ended up in the last row, as did his statue. For 6 years, the statue has sat alone atop Miller Park's terrace level in section 422. Rick Schlesinger will be on the show at 445, said, quote, "We miss our fans and wanted to come up with a creative way for them to participate in the action this year. While nothing can replace the energy and passion of our loyal fans in the stands, the Cutout Crew is a unique way we can welcome familiar faces for now at Miller Park." I'm not paying $50 for that.
Plain simple.
I'm out.
Plain simple.
I'm not doing $50. I'm just not. Evan Heffelfinger from the Bill Michaels Show is still here. Evan, you're a diehard fan, so yeah. You paid $50 to be up in section 422 during a game.
I'd pay more. I'd do whatever I could to be the next front row, Amy. I'll pay $1,000, $2,000, whatever it takes.
What are you talking about? To be in the upper deck by Euchre. That's where it's going to be.
Part of the deal is I'll make sure if I'm spending $1,000, I want to be behind home plate.
Yeah, but see, there's not even an opportunity for that. Now, see, and that's a whole other question or another issue that Evan brings up, Gary. Should they make those seats around first base, third base, and behind home, should they make those available for a stupid price? And if you want to pay the stupid price, go ahead.
I thought that they should.
I agree.
If you're, because you know you're going to be on TV the whole time.
Exactly. Correct.
That's why Front Row Amy has her seats right there. I mean, she's always on TV.
And
right
they
there.
Control. And
yeah.
But they control what the picture looks like. Yeah. It's not like, you know, somebody's going to send a topless picture in of themselves. Oh, yeah, let's turn it into a cutout and throw it up behind home plate. Right. They're not going to allow that to occur. So no. They're not going to allow anybody to make any type of gestures or anything, right, behind home plate. So you're going to control what's going on behind home plate either way at the end of the day.
Right. So, yeah, I mean, I think they should charge more. And I was wondering why they weren't. And yeah. I think they can – I don't know why they're cutting it off at 500. Is that what they're cutting it
500.
Off at? 500. Why would they be doing that? Why wouldn't you just make all the money that you can make?
Like I said, there has to be something involved in order to justify this. Either that or it's just simply they don't want to deal with all these cardboard cutouts and having to put them in the seats. It just might be, dude, if we end up with – 40,000 of these things. That means we have to go through and put these in each and every seat and make sure they stick up. Maybe they just don't want to do all that. Maybe it's like, not important. Not doing all of that. Not that many seats. 500 seats, fine. We'll do that. You know, small section. Or the cost of the cutout is too much. And $50 is either barely covering the cost or somewhere in that area would be my guess.
Well, that's why we got Rick coming on at 4:45, right?
Kyle tweets at 105.7 FM. The Fan says, "You can buy an actual ticket to see some live Milwaukee Milkman baseball in person, starting at $9. Includes free parking." See, in that, but that's kind of what you're working against here, right? So,
right.
$50 for a cutout, and I'm in the upper deck. I'm not even going to see myself on TV. Now, I would assume Fox Sports Wisconsin will plant a camera attached to something up there. So every now and again, the camera will zoom coming out of commercial or something, the 422 section, to give some of these people FaceTime. And if they're not going to do that, then they're right. Absolutely crazy, because that is the simplest thing you could do to give some of these people love for the $50 they spent. Because if they spend $50 and they're never on TV in those cardboard cutouts, I'm telling you, people are going to be mad.
They will be, no doubt
they're,
about it.
They're going to be mad. And maybe that's part of the reason why they didn't do 40,000. Or open it up to the whole stadium, because they didn't want to feel like all these people were going to be mad because they never saw themselves in the seats themselves.
Yeah, you know what? For me, I we'll find out. But, yeah, I would think that the more the merrier. Now, they're not getting the cut. It's all going to charity. But, I mean.
Are you walking away?
Why you would cap it, huh?
Oh, I thought you were walking away. It sounded like you were walking away. As you were talking, it sounded like you were moving away.
No. Still here. Maybe I move my head to the left and over to the right. That's the thing.
Braden tweets at 105.7 FM. The Fan, since the billionaire owners and millionaire players set their egos and money aside and negotiated in good faith to bring sports back to the fans, I will definitely spend $50 on a piece of cardboard.
Yeah, I don't know.
Clearly,
I
mean, that was not very sincere.
Yeah, I don't. Ask me any questions, Steve.
It's $50 for a cutout at Miller Park this season. Section 422 up by Euchre. Will you buy one for $50?
I'm tempted, but I'm kind of tight right now with money.
You're tight with money?
Yeah, right now I'm a little tight.
Is that a message to management of, like, I need some more cash?
I'm not talking about management, how much money I made. I was just saying, I'm a little tight right now.
I don't know, man.
Cash.
I think Mitch Rosen. I think he's talking to you, buddy. Talking to you through the speakers. Listen up.
I'm a little tight right now with cash. But if I wasn't, $50 is not that much. I mean, you think about. I mean, you probably spent $50 in Indianapolis this weekend somewhere doing something, Steve. I mean, right?
Yes, for sure.
And
yes.
I wish it was only
$50.
Well, right. I wish it was only. You're right about that. You spend more than that, but. I think if you look at it that way, but then how much does it mean to me, I suppose, right?
But I need it back. If I don't get the actual cardboard cutout after the season to put up in my bar in my basement or to put up in my man cave or to bring to work to put in my office or whatever, if I don't get that back to me when the season is over, that one makes even less. Because A, I may not even see the stupid thing on TV at any point. Mm-hmm. B, I have no physical evidence that I was actually a part of this because you're going to tell your buddies, oh, man, remember that year? Yeah, man, I was one of the cutouts. Oh, cool, where is it? Oh, well, they didn't give it to me. Oh, man, shut up. You weren't a part of it. Get out of here.
They kept the cutout, dude.
Right. Yeah, I mean, so then you're trying to sell everybody on that. I don't know, man.
You got to take a picture of the cutout.
You need something. Some type of proof. There's a lot that goes into this just giving everybody a cutout thing. At least with the Athletics. And again, the Athletics start at a smaller price and then work all the way up to like $129. So to me... And I didn't read the Athletic press release, but to me it seems like you want a seat, come have a seat. The more money you spend, the better chance you have of getting on TV, and the more money you spend, if a foul ball hits your cutout, you get the foul ball. But again, that's a lot of work because now you got people running all over the stadium during the game trying to figure out what cutout it hit and then going back and bring the ball back and make sure it goes to this seat number and that cutout and then getting that sent. So there's a lot of work that goes into it. Every organization may not want to put that much work into it at the end of the day. They're like, not that important. Not that important. And the A's, all of their deals going to charities too, right? So all of the money they're raising that we read yesterday on the air, theirs is going to charities. The Brewers is going to charity as well. So far, I've not found one person that actually is going to spend the $50 on this thing. It's a $50 for a cutout in Miller Park this season. There's only 500 of them. It's in section 422. That's the section where Euchre statue is up in the air there at Miller Park. Are you willing to spend $50 to have a cutout of yourself, 2-foot cutout of yourself in the upper deck in that section for the Brewers season this year? 414-799-1250. 414-799-1250. Tweet us at 105.7 FM, The Fan. Show served up hot and fresh only on The Fan. Get your Wendy's Frosty right now. Maybe get yourself a Baconator. Get some French fries. I think I entice Joe Zanzola in going to Wendy's right now before he goes to play golf. Hey, Gary, Joe Zanzola has been on a roll golfing the last three times out.
Really?
I think he's got...
Because
we talk every morning before he comes on the air. I think he's fired an a couple of 86s and an 83 his last three rounds out.
Really?
Yeah, man. He said last year he fired in the 80s once all year last year.
Says who?
Says him, I guess.
Oh, has anybody seen it?
Oh, yeah. He played with a foursome last night. He played in a group the night before that.
Oh.
Yeah. Nope. Okay. That's pretty impressive, man.
Well, a lot of stuff Joe been talking about, but there haven't been any witnesses.
I know for sure the last, I think, 2 days there were. Last night for sure, positive. He just told me that story this morning, so.
Okay.
Yeah, it's good.
Good job.
Well, you play a lot of golf, you should get better at some point.
Well, that's what they say, Steve. I mean,
are you saying you disagree?
Well, yeah, no, that is true. If you can play a lot of golf, you will get better. No doubt about
it. Even without coaching or anything, just by sheer repetition, you'll get better.
Yeah, just sheer repetition. Just go play and then just figure it out as you go. Yeah, no doubt about it.
Got a tweet that came in here from Tavern WI Sports.
Oh, I like those guys over there. I don't know if they like me, though.
They put up a Twitter poll question at the beginning of the show, right around the beginning of the show. Would you rather spend $50 for a cardboard cutout of your face at Miller Park
or
$250 for a piece of paper that says you own part of the Packers?
Oh, well, $250 all day long.
Why?
Because I have one.
I understand, but what makes that any different than the cardboard cutout if you get the cardboard cutout back?
Well, yeah, I don't know. It just feels like it's more meaningful.
It's not.
Yeah, but it feels like.
Right. I mean, you get this owner's meeting, which was virtual this year or whatever else.
Yeah.
But you don't get any voting power. You don't get to vote the GM out. You don't get to vote on who the next head coach is.
It feels like it's more meaningful. Though.
You don't get to vote who the next president. If Mark Murphy announced he was retiring today, they wouldn't go to all the shareholders with their $250 worth piece of paper and say, all right, here are our candidates. Vote for who you'd like to see replace Mark Murphy. That's not going to happen. I mean, you have literally no say whatsoever with that piece of paper that costs $250. Now, you get to put a nice little frame, you put it up, you have the ability to tell everybody, I'm an NFL team owner. That's cute, and people like saying that.
Yeah,
people put it on their Twitter handles, you know, owner of the Packers and so forth. So that's cute. But really, at the end of the day, there really is no difference.
No. I mean, but the paper just feels better.
Feels better.
Yeah, feel like you really got something on your wall or something. Like you feel like you belong to something. And every once in a while, they send you the minutes from the big meeting they have over there at Lambeau Field. You get invited to that. Yeah, I mean, feels like you really own something, Steve.
I got some breaking news here out of Green Bay. Breaking news on the fan brought to you by the Dell Technology Small Business Podference. Go listen at radio.com/Dell. Breaking news from the Green Bay Packers. They have signed first-round pick Jordan Love. He is done. The Green Bay Packers have also signed second-round pick A.J. Dillon.
Okay.
He is also done.
That's pretty good.
As well. So Jordan Love and A.J. Dillon both signed.
Do they get these signing bonuses right away, I wonder? I mean, do they get that check cut now, or?
I've never got a signing bonus in my life, so I would have to refer to you on that one.
You should ask Leroy when he gets here.
You didn't get a signing bonus?
Yeah.
Can I ask how much?
Yeah.
How much?
I don't remember.
Come on, man. It was the early 80s, so what was it, like 5 G's?
No, I think I got 25,000.
Okay, that's more than I would have thought for the early 80s.
Yeah, maybe 15.
Okay, so how does it work then?
I can't remember.
Oh.
No, seriously, I can't remember, so I got to ask Leroy. I don't think I got it right then and there.
So you don't, because you see all these pictures on social media, guys signing their contracts.
You
never see them hand them a check.
They don't hand you a check.
Right there.
They didn't hand me the check. You know what? I do know that they did not hand me a check.
Because you'd have a much bigger smile on a potential player's face if you got handed a signing bonus money right there.
Right.
Congratulations. Right. Then you'd have a real smile. I mean, signing, you have a smile because you're in the NFL. I get that. But
I remember, you remember seeing, what's the show that the NFL things have with the team? I saw John Dorsey when they signed Baker Mayfield, and John told Baker Mayfield, don't spend it all in one place.
Oh, that was the, that wasn't Hard Knocks, was it?
Yeah, Hard Knocks.
It was Hard Knocks.
Yeah. But I never saw a check actually change hands. They need to start doing that, one of those big checks too, Steve.
Oh, those big checks like you see at like charity golf outings and stuff.
Yeah, big check. Give
them
a big check.
I always heard that you could actually technically cash that.
Really?
That you technically don't.
Well, if it's an account, if you got some zeros
right
on the bottom down
there. Yeah. I don't care if it's a big check, small check. I don't care how size the check is. If the check has a bunch of numbers on it, I'm in.
It's got to have numbers on it, Steve.
If it's got a bunch of numbers on it, I am in. So that's a big deal, I think, for the Packers. Getting both these guys signed July 1st, plenty of time. Spotrac just tweeted out, Jordan Love's contract with the Packers should come in at $12.4 million over the next 4 seasons with a fifth-year option thereafter. His signing bonus comes in just north of $6.5 million.
Ooh, I'll take that. You take that, Steve?
Yeah, but it just triggered something else in my brain.
He's typing.
Seeing that, and I am seeing that number pop up. Now I got to find the story. I think the number one overall pick for the amateur draft for Major League Baseball just signed as well. And I don't think his number was all that much different than that. I think his number was around $8 or $9 million a year. $9 million, and that was a record for the amateur draft.
Yes, it was $8.4 million record for the Major League Baseball draft.
This dude's drafted past halfway in the first round and gets almost as much as the number one overall pick in the MLB amateur draft. To give you an idea on the difference between those two leagues as far as money goes. That's crazy. Number one pick, it's about $8 or so million. This guy gets picked after the midway point of the first round and gets $6.5 million in signing bonus. So,
what are you saying, Steve?
It seems like baseball's a little bit farther behind to me, obviously. Now, I guess the difference is with football, you walk onto an NFL field right away. With baseball, you have to go through the minor league systems. There's no guarantee of you getting to the major league roster.
Correct.
So I guess that is kind of the difference versus the NBA and NFL. They walk in and play with the team right away.
Right now, unless they cut you.
But they're not cutting. Nobody cuts a first-round pick in the first year.
Not even Green Bay.
They're going to get at least 3 years before that even gets brought up, and they probably play out their entire rookie contract.
Yeah.
Maybe you don't get the fifth-year option, but they play out the 4 years.
Correct.
For certain at that point. All right, let's get an update from CBS News. Other side, Giannis talked to the assembled media today on a Zoom call, and we'll bring you some of that. Actually, it wasn't even Zoom. They're not even using Zoom. They're using something else. Microsoft Teams or something like that. I don't know.
Right.
So we'll hear from Giannis coming up next here on the Wendy's Big Show.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Rocket Mortgage.
I'm Steve Futterman in Los Angeles. Is the U.S. unfairly buying up the supply of the one drug that has been approved for treating COVID-19? Here's CBS's Jim Krasula.
The entire global supply of remdesivir for the next 3 months. It's the only drug licensed so far to treat COVID-19. Mike Ryan is an emergencies expert with the World Health Organization.
There are many people around the world who are very sick with this disease, and we want to ensure that everybody has access to the necessary life-saving intervention.
The company behind remdesivir is allowing generic makers to supply the drug to poor and middle-income nations. Jim Krasula, CBS News.
If you want to go eat inside your favorite restaurant in New York City, you will have to wait. This announcement today from Mayor Bill de Blasio.
So I want to make very clear, we cannot go ahead at this point in time with indoor dining in New York City.
Some American military personnel now having to deal with COVID-19. Here's CBS News correspondent Cammie McCormick.
The U.S. Army says 90 soldiers who took part in some survival training in North Carolina have now been quarantined after one of them tested positive. The course was isolated and all of the soldiers tested negative before the course. They also received daily checks, but when it was over, there was one confirmed case.
Remains found in Texas are believed to be those of a missing U.S. soldier, 20-year-old Vanessa Guillen. Her sister Lupe, very upset with the U.S. Army.
They take it as a joke. My sister's no joke. My sister's a human being.
One of the suspects in the case killed himself last night. Former National Security Advisor John Bolton has spoken with CBS News. Here's CBS News White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy.
The president's former National Security Advisor tells CBS News he'd have brought the Russian bounty reports to Mr. Trump's attention.
If there's any indication this is an ongoing operation, something the president needs to take into account.
Aides to Mr. Trump have said the intelligence wasn't verified, but John Bolton told CBS Audio's The Takeout.
To say we don't give it to him until we're completely satisfied, that didn't reflect how I operated.
Bolton resigned as National Security Advisor last September. Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, Washington.
They are taking down statues in Richmond, Virginia. The mayor there announcing today that all remaining Confederate statues in the city will come down. In minutes released today, the Federal Reserve has expressed concern about the severity of the economic downturn triggered by the coronavirus pandemic. Right now on Wall Street, the Dow down 8 points. This is CBS News.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage. When you need certainty in the home buying process with a loan that fits your life,
Rocket can. Visit rocketmortgage.com today.
Giannis, Yelich, Rodgers. The MVPs are back in action this month, and we'll be talking about them on AM 1250 and 105.7 FM, The Fan, a radio.com sports station.
Hey, this is Mike McGivern for my friends at Bayview Shade and Blind. So my neighbor who got her blind stolen off her porch, well, she finally got her money back. So my wife and I convinced her to call the team at Bayview Shade and Blind. They're locally owned, family run. Bayview Shade and Blind has been sharing a little sunshine since 1926, and they took great care of her. I got myself invited over for a little cookout to say thanks for the introduction. They do all the work, I get fed. Can't beat that. Go to BayviewShadeandBlind.com. That's BayviewShadeandBlind.com.
Say goodnight to frozen folded eggs and barely there bacon, America, because Wendy's is now serving up breakfast, and it's going to be America's favorite. They just don't know it yet.
These are a few of my favorite things.
We're talking freshly cracked eggs, oven-cooked bacon. How did I even do mornings before this breakfast goodness? Come into Wendy's to try our new breakfast Baconator, the Frosty Chino, and the Honey Butter Chicken Biscuit. See you in the morning. You up for this?
Participating Wendy's.
Blockbuster, the winner of Adweek's Creative Podcast of the Year, returns.
Film is a hobby, not a career.
I know, Dad.
James Cameron.
A movie for your ears.
James Cameron.
What, me? No.
This isn't what I envisioned.
It's a bad idea, okay?
About the world's most ambitious filmmaker.
It has to be perfect.
Just say, I'm the king of the world.
What? Why would I yell that?
Blockbuster. On radio.com, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Financial freedom and security. That's the American dream. Google Jana King of Milwaukee right now and see how this is your opportunity. Commercial cleaning, restaurant cleaning, office cleaning, it's all in high demand. And Jana King is considered one of the lowest cost franchise opportunities available. Owning your own Jana King franchise offers you proven business systems, brand power, operational support, equipment, uniform programs, and more. For more information, search Jana King of Milwaukee or go to janaking.com. Jana King, the king of clean.
On the next Bill Michaels show, Giannis says this is going to be the toughest championship ever to win. Do you agree? We'll get into that discussion and talk about the return of baseball and our first look around the National League Central. That's the Bill Michaels show, weekdays 10 to 2, right here on The Fan.
Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh here on The Fan, live from the Gene Wagner Plumbing Studios, GeneWagnerPlumbing.com, for all of your plumbing needs. Leroy Butler leaps into the studio now here on The Fan. Good afternoon, Leroy.
What's up, guys?
How are you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good. Doing good.
Good. Giannis talked earlier today and talked to the assembled media via, I don't know what you would call it, Microsoft Teams or something like that. Similar to Zoom, I guess, is the best way to put it. So he joined them and had a couple of different things to say earlier. And this is one of what he had to say, including his trust in the NBA.
Obviously, everybody, like, you know, that we know that we're going to go down to a lot. Everybody's concerned about how safe it's going to be. Are we going to be able to stay in the campus? Are we going to be able to leave the campus? Are we going to be able to, you know, bring our family there from day one? How's the, you know, the format's going to be, how we're going to play games. So it's kind of weird. It's weird. You know, obviously, we have no fans out there. Our families are not allowed to be in the campus for the first few weeks. So, you know, it's not something that I haven't done before. I've done that in Europe. Obviously, it's kind of like, in my opinion, it's kind of like a FIBA tournament. You know, going to a hotel, staying there for not 2 weeks, 3 weeks, staying there for a little bit longer. That's the goal. But at the end of the day, I think the most important thing that I asked is it going to be safe? And I know the NBA and the NBA work together to make this as safe as possible. And I trust them. You know, I have, you know, at the end of the day, you know, we got to do our job. And I know that the NBA is going to do their job and the NBA is going to do their job to keep us as safe as possible and make this transition as easy as possible for us.
Really, at the end of the day, Leroy, mm-hmm. as a players association or players union in all of these sports, the NHL, if you talk about NBA, NFL, MLB, you really are putting your faith into the owners of this sport and the commissioner of this sport and the people that work in the front office to make sure that this is as safe as humanly possible and that they've thought of everything to try and put everybody in a position to where they're not going to get sick.
That's how it's always been, though. Whenever you're under the care of your team, this is nothing new for the player. What's unprecedented is that they're at a facility that's not known to them. They were at their own facility, they would feel probably better. But knowing that Florida has some spiking cases down there, and remember now, Giannis is a first-time dad, just had his first Father's Day. So him and his wife, they have real concerns. And the players who are opting out for baseball, as well as Zimmerman for the world champs, he's not going to go. He's not going to play. So I think you'll see more guys talking about, like Ryan Braun yesterday, who sounded very measured and intelligent, and the same thing for Giannis. These are real-life decisions you have to make, because normally we've never had to make this decision before. So it's kind of refreshing to hear what these guys think other than just basketball. Now, I want to make one more case. It seemed like to me the NBA media was a little bit better, because when Aaron Rodgers had his press conference, not only was it terrible because the media couldn't mute their computers, but it was worse when the head coach tried to talk. So shout out to the NBA and shout out to the Bucks for having it seemed to be clear. I'm sure you can always have some glitches and things, but if you heard that Aaron Rodgers thing, it was so bad. He even told somebody, man, can you just mute your computer? You got dogs barking. I mean, it was just tough. But to hear a clear message, and if you don't follow Giannis on TikTok, those of you young like me that have TikTok, the guy's truly amazingly funny, and you'll know kind of where he's coming from. So I'm looking for the documentary of his own stuff on his social media when he's down there. I will be following every step of the way to see what will be talked about behind the scenes. Because this is something that when the kids look at it in the history books, you remember what happened in 2020. Not only 2020 is perfect vision, but it was 2020 was something that we've never seen before.
Yeah, 2020 is definitely something we have not seen before. I agree with you on that. Giannis gets to talking about the job at hand.
Everybody has concern about their health. You know, nobody wants to, you know, put themselves in risk out there. But at the end of the day, you know, that's what the NBA chose, and that we're gonna resume the games, and you know, we all got to do our job. And my job is to play basketball and go out there and you know, support my teammate and support the represent the city. But for sure, I think me, my teammates, my family, especially my mom, everybody has concern about our health and my health.
Yeah, I think everybody probably has concerns about health. I would totally understand that. And, you know, that's the other thing too, Gary, is like Leroy brought up, he's got a brand new baby at home.
Yeah, cute baby too.
Right. So now he's going to be away from that baby for, hopefully, if it all goes well and they play well, hopefully 3 months. That's a long time to be away from your first brand newborn baby where you're not coming home at all. You know, if you're Major League Baseball, yeah, you may go on a road trip for a week, but then you're home after that and you get to see your baby again. The NFL, okay, you're gone for a weekend, but then you're home back home during the week and stuff. This here, being away from your family for this long, this is some unprecedented stuff right here.
Yeah, that may be the toughest part of it for them. And being in this bubble, that is what they've been talking about. And of course, but he's probably not the only one. I mean, you've got a lot of guys who are going to be away from their family and their kids. I mean, whether you have a baby or not, I mean, normally their wives or significant others, they don't, maybe they don't come in the same town as you're in, but they most certainly come in and visit. You know, right now, I don't even think they're going to come in town and visit. They're just trying to keep this thing as close-knit as possible, keeping people out, I mean, as well as they should. But, yeah, it's going to be different. I mean, you have different stressors, I should say, this time than you did last time. And that, you know, yeah, you're away from your family. You got to be able to deal with that. So I think it's going to be tough, but it's going to be tough on everybody. We'll see how it all pans out.
Giannis also talked about playing without the home court advantage like they worked so hard to do all year.
It kind of a little bit sucks a little bit because, like, we worked all year to, you know, play at home, play with our fans. We kind of hard to beat at home. We have unbelievable fans that support us every night, and not being able to have them out there, I think it's gonna hurt a little bit. But at the end of the day, you know, we don't have fans. The other teams don't have fans, and I heard that the NBA might find a way to give us in a different way advantage. Maybe give a person like a 7th foul, or give us a second coach's challenge, stuff like that. So, you know, I'm excited and I'm waiting to see what that's gonna be. But at the end of the day, not be able to play in our home, our fans, is gonna be hard.
Yeah, it's going to be different for sure. No question about that. The quote of the presser came up within an answer, and Dan Plucker went through and into that answer. He was asked about, you know, playing from home, being in the bubble, all that stuff. And then within there went on to this other little diatribe about people saying that this season may have a star next to it, whoever wins the championship.
But at the end of the day, you know, I've heard a lot of people say that, there's going to be, how you guys say, the start next to this championship. I feel like at the end of the day, this is going to be the toughest, like, championship you could ever win, you know, because, like, the circumstances are really, really tough right now. So, whoever wants it more, is going to be able to go out there and take it.
It'd be interesting
to
see.
Right about that.
Well, will people remember it that way, though? That's the thing, yeah. That will be interesting.
He's 100% correct. I never had to go through a pandemic when we beat down the New England Patriots and we had 4 interns watching if they don't deflate the balls. We never had to worry about that. You know, we never worry about bringing a disease back, a virus back to my family. We just play. So he's 100% correct. But I also want people to put in perspective. That's why I love the military. I think the military are the real heroes. They don't need capes. They leave their family for years in advance. They come back to their families all the time. We see these guys. Now, you mean to tell me these guys, I'm not going to feel sorry for a guy for going away for 3 months and make some millions of dollars. Give me a break. They'll be fine. They'll be just fine for the most part. If you want to bring your family, I think you can bring your family, if I'm not mistaken, and they can do the pool testing thing, but they got to also quarantine. So if you're bringing down a 7-year-old, he see Mickey somewhere when they're flying in, he's going to want to go do that. You can't do it. Otherwise, you got to stay with grandma, you know, and smell like mothballs for the next 15 days. You don't want to do that. Because every time I went to my grandma's house, that's all I smelled was mothballs. I said, Grandma, why you got all these mothballs everywhere? Honey, I see these moths flying. I don't want to eat my clothes. I said, okay, well, I really smell like mothballs then. So he's correct about the overall mental tough of playing in a pandemic. And especially the guys with underlying conditions, we never had to worry about that. I know every now and then we had a few guys had asthma. You just go get your little shaker thing, the inhaler. You put your number on, a guy give it to you. But you never had to worry about it if you get a, you know, something like this. You got a quarantine and you may pass away from it because of your family history. So I think Giannis is correct. This will be one of the toughest championships of all time. And if people want to put Astrid in the star, it don't matter. Let's just have a parade when we're able to. they can always bring back what you think who won it. But because at the end of the day, you know, the Patriots were 19-0, one of the best teams, but they lost to Manning in the Super Bowl, okay? But they still got there. But who won the Super Bowl? Who wins it? That's more important. But in this particular year, it'll be who won it and what they had to go through to win it.
Yep, I agree. He is Leroy Butler, Gary Ellerson, and you on the Wendy's Big Show here on The Fan. Up next, we'll talk with Emily Walden, MILB writer at The Athletic, and get her thoughts on really which teams are affected the most by the minor league season being shut down and not played this year, in large part due to the pandemic. We'll discuss that next here on The Fan. Wendy's Big Show, served up hot and fresh here on The Fan. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, Gary Ellerson, the inventor of the Lambeau Leap, Packer Hall of Famer, Leroy Butler, and you joining us now on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. She's the minor league baseball writer over at The Athletic. Emily Walden joins us now. Emily, thanks for coming on.
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys.
First things first, we had a press conference earlier today in Appleton for the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers. President of their organization came out and addressed the media as far as, you know, what now for the Timber Rattlers going forward. Of all these minor league teams, do you think that most of them will be fine and be able to come back and be ready to go again next year?
You know, next year is going to be really, really interesting just because next year we're also factoring in the affiliate cuts that Commissioner Manfred announced for 2021. So as of right now, that list includes at least 42 teams. That list could kind of shift a little bit between now and next year. So right now, I think a lot of teams do feel still kind of in limbo because now they not only know, hey, are we going to actually still be around next season, or will it just be from a financial rebuilding standpoint? So there's still a lot of questions up in the air.
Well, if you look at a team like the Milwaukee Brewers, though, it feels like they want to use more of their minor league players than most. What's your assessment on who will this hurt the most not having their minor leagues in place?
Yeah, I think it's going to be really a bigger factor for the teams who are very much like in a rebuilding phase, because those are the teams that want more of a stockpile. They want more depth in the pipeline that they can plan to bring up and to continue to cultivate. And because of the fact that these cuts that they're talking about for next year stretch all the way from AA all the way down to rookie ball, it leaves a lot of teams wondering how they're going to fill that. I know they've had a lot of structure or restructuring plans that they've been talking about where they may shift, you know, what is a Class A affiliate could become a AA affiliate depending on their location. But for the teams that are looking to fall back on that depth in their pipeline, this could create some problems.
Yeah, I was looking at, and thanks for joining us, by the way. This is amazing. I see that Mexico has canceled their baseball season over the pandemic. And I also see that MLB can't ID the players who test positive, which I'm fine with. How is the media is viewing guys like Zimmerman, the guys who are opting out to say they don't want to play? I mean, that list can get bigger, I'm sure, but the bigger name guys, I just want to know, how is it being viewed? I mean, are people okay with this and they understand? Or do you get some of the fans saying, well, hey, these guys should play anyway, they're getting paid a lot of money, and they should just play for the love of the game, you know, stuff like that?
Yeah, it's, you see a mix, especially on social media, which we all know can bring out the best of the best and the worst of the worst. In the reactions we get from fans. I have seen both. I've seen some guys who went as far as to call the players cowards. They said, you make enough money, stop being so weak. And for these fans to say things like that, I think that they struggle to look beyond the fact that for the major league guys, a lot of them are making $1 million or more. Not all of them, but a lot of them have those multi-million dollar deals. And in the fans' perspective, they should be okay. But if you look below the surface, you're looking at these guys going, you know what, I have a wife at home, I've got two or three kids at home, what am I doing for the safety of my family? And obviously we don't have all the answers about COVID-19. There's still a lot of stuff being discussed and uncovered. But for them to want to put the health of themselves or their families first, I personally don't see how anybody could find fault in that, and especially cast accusations.
And see, I feel bad for the minor leaguers because they're not going to be able to play. And then you see the top pick overall, they're going to pretty much add him into their pool of players. I mean, I guess that would be unprecedented. You want young guys to go down and work their way back up. Do you think we'll see more of maybe the young players playing before their scheduled time? Because I think the Brewers, using a bullpen, they don't need an ace pitcher. You know, it may hurt them in a way, but then again, I think more teams may go what the Brewers are doing, the way your starter just goes two or three innings and just use the whole entire bullpen to win these games.
Yeah, I think you're going to see a lot of creativity when it comes to management styles once they do get things kicked off. And also, mm-hmm. happy summer camp day to you guys officially.
Oh, thank you. I got seven kids, so I know exactly what you mean.
And I think the biggest thing that really kind of gets called into question in this situation is the development side of things. One of the biggest aspects of minor league baseball is you can't develop everybody the same way. Guys are going to approach development in a unique way. They're going to learn at their own pace. They're going to develop physically at their own pace. And my concern, and anybody who follows me on social media, they know this, I preach development pace all the time, because the last thing you want to do is put out a young guy who, you know, say he's 19 and he's throwing 101 miles an hour. Do you want to risk putting him in a major league situation and having something that completely shakes up his development for the future? And so my hope is that teams approach this cautiously, that they don't dip into those lower level guys unless it's absolutely necessary. And I'm hoping they'll handle it responsibly from that regard.
Talking with Emily Walden, MILB writer here on the Wendy's Big Show. One last thing concerning the minor leagues. Do you think that a team like the Milwaukee Brewers, you know, that can't spend the money like the Dodgers, can't spend the money like the Yankees and so forth, now have all of these players that aren't going to be allowed to have a year in development, are going to be a year older, value will now decrease, whether you want to trade them at some point or whatever the case may be. Do you think these markets like Milwaukee get hurt more by this shutdown maybe than the bigger markets?
I think it could play a factor. It really does depend, as you guys know, on the type of foundation that these clubs have. What kind of resources do they have access to? How are they able to sort of bounce back from this type of a situation? And you'll start to see again, too, how are these front offices handling it? What guys are really working to keep as much stability in the organization as they can? Because as we all know, everybody's going to handle these types of things differently. And I think we'll see what clubs really have faith in. And those are the teams I think that'll sort of stand apart from the pack throughout all of this. But I think at the end of the day, from the minor league perspective, those affiliates are going to hurt, and they're going to hurt for a while, because I think one of the most downplayed aspects to minor league baseball is how valuable these teams are to the communities. I mean, they impact mm-hmm. the economy. They impact the people who have lived there. They impact everything in that area. And I don't think that really gets talked about enough. And so for these teams to just be told, sorry, you guys are going to have to make do until 2021, that's a gut punch for a lot of these clubs.
She is Emily Walden, minor league baseball writer here on The Fan. Emily, I know you got a roll. Thanks so much for coming on. Appreciate it.
I had a Tim Tebow question. Again, next time.
Thanks a lot, Emily. Yeah, we'll get to Tim Tebow next time. Thank you so much. There she is.
Thank you, Emily.
Yep, Emily Walden on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. As your passion outgrown your home, Great Midwest Bank Home Renovation Loan may give you the space it deserves. Visit greatmidwestbank.com today. Simply local lending since 1935. A great piece written by Bill Huber talking about the right tackle position for the Green Bay Packers, and it raised some red flags when talking about what Ricky Wagner has in front of him for the upcoming season, now that the Packers are without Brian Bulaga. We'll discuss that coming up next, but first, Gary Ellerson will tell us all about the Jewelry Center.
Here, talk about my good friends over at the Jewelry Center. Dean Murray, folks, is the owner. Guys, go check them out today. Their hours, as such, Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., Saturday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Their Burlington location closes at 5:30 p.m. weekdays and at 2 p.m. on Saturdays. Guys, learn more about us in our three locations, the brands that we carry, and our full service repair department at shoptjc.com, guys. And always remember, if you want the most money for your old gold or jewelry that you have laying around the house, it is at the Jewelry Center. And Leroy, did they just win another award here at the Jewelry Center?
Yes, they did. Fourth year in a row. I mean, top jewelry award, fourth year in a row. I'm not surprised by that because of the service. And if you don't, I mean, I know it's going to be hot. You may not want to be out or whatever. Go to shoptjc.com. You can get the same thing that's in the stores. But me personally, you can go in there with your mask on. You can sit down with a professional that work with your budget. And Gary's right about that, about getting the most money for your gold. Because I have a neighbor, 78 years old. He has some jewelry.
78.
And, you know, everybody can use a couple of pennies or two. But he's made a big deposit into his bank account. So he wanted me to thank Dean for that. So, Dean, thank you for helping my neighbor out.
Beautiful. There he is, Leroy Butler, Gary Ellerson. Beautiful. The Wendy's big show up next. We'll talk more about that piece by Bill Huber concerning Ricky Wagner and the right tackle position for the Packers next on the Wendy's Big Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.